boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have a new goal in life.
Okay.
And that is to teach my cats to understand what I'm saying.
That would be nice.
Because, you know, obviously dogs are pretty easy to teach tricks to. There's words that when your dog hears it, they get excited. Like, yeah. You know, the W-A-L-K or outside or treat.
Ride.
I don't know if there's
like
any
car ride.
Dogs listening right now. But cats.
I'd like to think we're popular with the dogs.
We definitely are. But cats are so much fun, but they don't really do that. At least my cats don't. But I saw on TikTok a compilation video of people asking their cats, who's hungry? And then the cats go crazy. They know that it's food time. Some of them just like start running around like crazy, or they start jumping up and pawing, or some even meow like they're saying yes or me. And immediately I knew I have to do this with my cats. They get excited when I pull their food out. Like they know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to say, who's hungry? Before they even see the food. And they start telling me, me, I'm hungry, yes, and start running around like crazy. So I'm committing to this bit, okay? And I have my boyfriend on board because normally he gets up before me in the morning and he feeds them right away.
Yeah.
But I told him when I was laying in bed, I showed him the video and I said, okay, from now on, before you even get the food out, you have to yell to them, who's hungry? And they're not going to do anything for the time being. There's a learning period that we're in now. But I need you to do this for me. And I'll do it when I feed them, when I get home at night, or if I have to do it in the morning. So this morning, we woke up, and I'm half awake, and I hear, who's hungry?
Oh, my God.
Babies, who's hungry? And he said it like 12 times, so he's really committing to it. Because we want our cats to be able to perform the way that I saw on TikTok.
I just absolutely love when cats talk.
Me too.
I woke up too. I don't know if it was Mochi or Luna, to be quite honest with you, but somebody's going, meow, meow, meow. Almost like they got, you ever have a cat where it's like in the morning they can't find you?
Yes.
Oh God, I love that. It's sad, but I love it. I love hearing it.
I like it until it sounds like they're hurt. I always panic that they're hurting. So I want nice, loud meows.
Meow.
To know that
I'm hungry.
Yes, yeah. Exactly that.
I love hearing them talk.
So
they don't talk enough, in my opinion.
No, definitely not. My girl cat especially is not very vocal. So we're working on this from now until they know what who's hungry means.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
So hopefully I have an update someday.
Or you can tell us whether or not they're talking.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I'll take videos so that I have proof of this happening, that I have genius cats.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's going to be a big weekend at the movie theaters. It's opening weekend for Wicked, which is going to be massive. I don't know about you, but my For You page has been full with promotion for that movie. And maybe it's because I keep watching it that I've seen it everywhere.
I've been kind of like iffy if I wanted to see it or if I just wanted to wait for it to go to streaming services.
Uh-huh.
But you want to know what sold me?
What?
Is Ariana Grande talking on the Kelly Clarkson show, and she said that they sung live the entire time. I didn't know that.
Insane.
And I was like, sold. I want to go see this now.
I know. I also am like, this is one that I think I will get myself out to the theaters. Uh-huh. I don't know about this weekend, but I do want to go see it. And there's a lot of people that Wicked means like the world to them.
I know. That's where I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'd never seen it. So don't be mad at me if I don't know everything.
I know. I wish I would have gotten the chance to see it on Broadway. Never did. And I'm not a huge like theater kid. I appreciate it. I don't know a lot though.
Right.
There are people though that like this is their Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%.
They've been waiting for this moment. So there's been a lot of back and forth about movie theater etiquette.
I was going to say, am I not going to behave correctly? I probably won't.
Well, I will tell you that AMC theaters actually are putting out 30-second warnings before the film starts.
Are you serious?
Yes. When you go see it this weekend, you'll see the 30-second clip that says, no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, and absolutely no name-calling. Enjoy the magic of the movies.
Well, I guess when I actually go see, if I go see a show at Theater Cedar Rapids, I don't sing out loud.
Well, that's the thing. And now there's some people who are like, hello, I love Wicked. If I want to sing along in my seat, I will. And some people are like, no, I'm there to hear Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not sing next to
mm-hmm.
me. So it's kind of like, I feel like we went through this with the Taylor Swift Eras movie. People were like, can we sing or can we not?
Yeah, that's true.
Now the theaters are saying, no, thank you, please don't. They're going to have special screenings, though, that start on Christmas Day that are sing-along versions.
Thank you. Okay, so, I was going to ask, can we have like special ones or wait till you get home and watch it on streaming and sing at home?
I think that's smart. So then if you know, like, I want to sing along, then you should wait until Christmas or go see it and know that you can't sing
along. I want to appreciate Ariana Grande. If she really is singing live, like she said on the Kelly Clarkson show, I need to hear this. How are you acting and singing?
That's what I'm
saying. I don't
know
how she's doing this. I mean, I know they do this in Broadway and I know they do this in Cedar Rapids, but God bless. I don't know how y'all doing this. I could never.
No,
ma'am. I can't even sing and I'm sitting in a chair.
She's not exaggerating.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It was sad for us to realize this year that we both don't have any of our childhood Christmas ornaments.
No, they've gotten lost. And to be honest, mine never got to go up on the tree anyways. They didn't fit my mom's aesthetic, and I will tease her for it till the day I die.
Just fine. Just bury them with her someday.
Oh, she would loathe that idea.
She'll haunt you.
Yeah, she
it's
will.
It's fine. But it's okay. You know what? We thought, why not use it to our advantage? And we'll just recreate childhood ornaments.
Yeah, as adult women in our late 20s.
Why not? But we're not going to recreate any childhood ornaments. We're going to recreate your childhood ornaments.
Yeah, so we've got tons of ideas from you listening out there. And you can still give us some. You can text us or call us at 319-200-1029. But we took on another craft this week.
We did. This one was exciting. It was clothespin reindeers.
Yeah, we got that via text from 0184. And we did a little research beforehand. There's a lot of different ways you can do a reindeer clothespin ornament.
Tons. But before we even get to that, can we talk about the challenge before that?
Dude, Destiny was in charge of getting the clothespins, okay? I got the pipe cleaner, I got the fuzzy balls, and I got the googly eyes. She needed to get clothespins. You know, the wood kind. She walks into my office with safety pins and is like, are these going to work? Is this enough? I'm like, what are you talking about? Had no idea there was a difference between safety pins and clothespins.
I would like to make it very clear. I thought we were doing it with safety pins.
Well, that wouldn't have maybe worked out.
And then the second problem was I literally walked around the store for probably 30 minutes trying to figure out what aisle would clothespins be in. Till it probably hit me that maybe laundry.
Laundry. Mm-hmm. Well, she finally secured them. And we sat down to make them, which you can watch the video of us doing this on our Facebook page or on our Instagram. But I feel like it was a pretty doable craft, other than you're going to probably burn yourself with hot glue if you use that.
Yeah, you're just going to burn yourself a little bit. But yeah, there's a million one. Honestly, Google search just a photo and there's a million different ways that you could do it. So just figure out which photo you like and go off of that, because there's so many different options.
Mm-hmm.
And we found one that we kind of liked the most, and we just went off of that photo.
I kept it pretty classic, reindeer, Rudolph.
Yours is red.
You got carried away. As somebody who says they don't like to craft, I was cleaned up and, like, out of the room, and you were still making yours.
Here's the problem, is that you gave me pink crafts. I had pink little fuzz balls and all these things, so I made mine girly. And I got stuck and she looked pink and she was girly. And then I was like, oh, wow, she looks like Elle Woods. And then, of course, Elle Woods wouldn't be complete without Bruiser, right? Her dog. So I had to make Bruiser Wood.
It was. You know what? I'm proud of you for getting into a craft for once.
Thank you.
And I would recommend this for anybody
this
to
try.
This
one was cute. I actually sent it to my sister, who also does not have any of her childhood ornaments. And she was like, well, crap, I just donated a ton of clothespins last week, had I known you were going to do this.
Oh, well, you could take her over the safety pins and see what she could make out of that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
All the snow's gone.
Good.
Did you have any stick last night at your house?
Yes.
Same.
Here's the thing is I didn't see it when I came home. I didn't see it when I took the dog out before I went to bed. It was a shock to me when I took the dog out at, 4 in the morning?
Oh, my. Why would you do that?
Yeah, it's a pup. He wakes me up quite often.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And there was snow on the ground at 4 in the morning?
Here's the thing is it's a pup. And I don't think he's seen snow.
Of course not.
And so I put him down. And I think it was a shock to him. As much as it was to me at 4 in the morning that there was snow. And I wish I would have gotten that first moment of snow on video, and I'm very disappointed.
Oh my God, there's nothing better than an animal seeing snow for the first time.
And I'm very disappointed, but I was half awake. But
4 a.m.
I will have half my brain functioning in that memory of him seeing snow for the first time.
Aww.
But he had his little coat on, because I put his little coat on.
You went out of your way to put his coat on.
I'm half awake, so it was half on. So just also think about that. It was half strapped on. Remember that. And I had Crocs on, so I also...
You got to pull out the boots, sister.
No.
You're going to have cold toes here real soon.
I also didn't put my winter coat on. I'd only put on his winter coat. You can tell I'm a mother when you put your child before yourself.
There are a few things I would wake up that early for, but to drive by your house and see you at 4 in the morning.
No, sometimes I like to look at the security cameras because, God, I look like a hot mess.
Dude, Crocs rocking, tiny dog with a coat on.
It's a beautiful sight to see.
I'm going to need that security camera footage. Please send it to me.
You know who should pull that security camera footage? Is like a coffee company.
Oh, because you could have used it.
Uh-huh.
What's an item that you wish you could get back from your ex? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. We're bringing this up actually kind of on accident because I triggered you earlier.
You did.
This woman was popping off in my office.
All because you brought up your fireplace.
I did. Because I was like, oh my God, I got to turn on my fireplace last night. It was so nice. And immediately... vibe switched.
I was no longer happy and I was no longer excited for you because me and my ex, we jointly came together on a fireplace entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret not arguing after the breakup that I should have gotten that. Let me explain. Here's the thing is that I love fireplaces. I didn't grow up with one, but you know, they're in like all the Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. They're in like all the magazines. They're just awesome.
Cozy vibes.
Yeah, 100%. And I had always wanted one when we lived together. And then it just happened to be that we like upgraded. What happened was is when he proposed, it happened to be that when he bought the ring, he got a free TV. It was a 70-inch TV.
What?
Yeah, when he got the ring, he got it around Christmas time, and it was like, if you buy the ring, you'll get a free 70-inch TV. That's
okay,
what happened.
Men take notes. Just saying.
No, seriously. So it was a win-win for him. He got me a ring, but he got a free 70-inch TV.
Sick.
So then we needed a new entertainment center. So then I was like, cool, can we get one that has a fireplace? Because I've always wanted that.
Yeah.
Because I've always dreamed of putting the stockings over the fireplace. I've always wanted that. So then, yeah, we eventually got a entertainment center that had a fireplace. And I had wanted this so bad. We got it, and I had that sucker on all the freaking time.
Did it put off heat?
It did.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't real fire. It was, you know, a fake one, whatever. But it did produce heat, legitimate heat. And I had that thing on all the time, like as much as I could. In the summertime, spring, fall, winter, you name it, I had that sucker on, okay?
Made you happy.
It made me so happy. But when we broke up, there was a lot of things that we negotiated who got to keep, right?
Yeah, it's the messy part of it all.
Right. For the most part, when we were together, we always kind of made sure that one person bought something so that if something were to happen and we broke up, it would be an easy breakup.
Mm-hmm.
There was just like two or three things that we did have to kind of negotiate who was going to get that. My stupid butt said, I'll take the swing because I had a swing. Yeah, that was stupid.
Jeez.
That was so stupid. That thing is rusting too. I mean, that was a stupid investment on my part because that swing is rusting because it's outside.
Right.
That was a stupid idea on my part. I hardly use it, but I was like, oh, I like swinging in the springtime and like the fall. I've swung on that twice since the breakup, Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Twice since the breakup. Well, you know how many times I would be using that fireplace in the entertainment center? I would be using that every single freaking day if I still had it. I don't have it. Oh, I'm so mad at myself.
Yeah, I'm sensing some regret here.
Too bad. I wonder if they're on Black Friday deals right now.
They might be, actually. You should look.
I should ask
or go get yourself another engagement ring. See if you can get a deal out of
it. You want to propose to me?
No. Well, we'll see.
We're asking you, what's an item you wish you could get back from your ex? Maybe it's because you left it behind on accident. Maybe because they never gave it back to you. Maybe it was in a negotiation that ended up just being theirs at the end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, we want to know what's the item you wish you could get back from your ex. Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Oh, man. And it's hard to look back on those things. But I can think back to my long-term ex. Technically, okay, I have two things. The first one is stupid, but we bought like a nice kitchen like pan set is the only way that I can think about it. And I took almost all of them except one pan. It was like the perfect frying pan. It was the bigger one that you could fit like 3 eggs in. And for whatever reason, he took that one pan when he moved out, which was really irritating because it was my favorite pan. And then I had a whole set that was missing a piece. And if I bought a new big frying pan, it wasn't going to match my set.
Mm.
That was super irritating. I would like that pan back. But the other thing, technically, I didn't contribute to buying it, but he did buy it when we moved in together for the short time that lasted. And that was his California King bed.
Oh,
dude.
I've been thinking about one.
Oh, my God. Again, we didn't end up living together very long, but when we decided, we found the place and we're like getting ready to move in and stuff. I left my bed at my parents' home and he was like, I'm going to get us this California King bed. So we're nice and comfortable. And then, you know, we broke up and then he took the bed and now.
Because he bought it.
Well, yeah, I know. And I know that's fair, but if I could take anything, one thing back from that relationship, it would be that.
The California King, which is his.
Which was his. And I did nothing to deserve.
I really love that you're like, I really want a California King bag that I have no part of being.
I had a side. Does that count?
No,
one side was mine.
Nothing about that counts. I didn't pay for an ounce of it. It was not mine in any sort of way, but I would really like it back.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
What's an item you wish you could get back from your ex? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Laurel, what about you?
All my left shoes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Did they take them on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I wish I had it in me to do something like that.
That's bold. That's a statement.
It is. I don't have it in me to do that, but I wish I did.
Oh, I would be. I mean, it's an excuse to go shopping for new shoes, mm-hmm. but oh man, I would be so mad. Nicole, what do you wish you could get back from your ex?
I don't have anything, but my 10-year-old said your heart.
Ouch. That's too real.
And I'm like, yeah, maybe I would like that back.
So, 10-year-old's name is Baron. Got a little deep on us.
Yeah.
At the heart.
No, that's a little deep for me.
Oh, man. Marissa, what about you? What do you wish you could get back from your ex?
A baby blanket that he took. I let him borrow it. I had it since I was 2 years old, and it was a Littlest Pet Shop, and he lost it and never gave it back, or I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, my God. No.
The baby, yeah. Is this actually live? I didn't know I'd be able to talk to you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're really here. We are really here.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking.
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You have a friend that you trust to find you your dream partner.
That would be you if I needed it.
Okay.
What? Do you not think you're qualified?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm a good wing person.
Really?
A wing woman.
I think you know me best, though.
Yeah, but I'm not good at talking to strangers.
No. I think that if I, which we already did this when I was on the dating apps, I had you swipe for me.
Oh, yeah, because that was fun.
I think that you would be good at that. I definitely wouldn't put you at the bar and have you go talk to somebody. I know you're not good at that.
I don't like doing
that. Duh. I'm not going to have you do that.
Well, there is a new trend, and it's popping up around the world because, again, we say it all the time. People are sick of dating apps. You hear it everywhere. So there's a new program, I guess is what I would call it, that's called Pitch a Friend. So this was the first place that it happened that went viral, at least, was in Dublin, Ireland, and they hosted it at a bar. And you have a friend that you trust that knows you really well go up on stage. They hype you up for 3 minutes with a PowerPoint presentation to a crowd
full
of singles.
You do love a PowerPoint presentation.
I love a PowerPoint presentation.
This is already looking good, but you don't like public speaking very
much. No, but if I knew I only had 3 minutes, I feel like this is like silly goofy. You know what I mean? It's not, okay. You're not up there giving a TED talk. You're just, okay. You have 3 minutes, a hard 3 minutes, to go through your friends or whoever you're pitching, their green flags, their dating preferences, any special interests. And this is to a room full of singletons. Okay. And then.
Is that what we call them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then the people in the crowd, I guess, have 2 minutes to ask questions before putting themselves forward to date. Now, I don't know the logistics beyond that. I don't know if there's like an app that they, or a piece of paper that they, like speed dating style, say yes or no to, and then that person that got pitched gets to choose or gets to go on all the dates and see how it works out. But this is going really viral because people are like, oh my God, I would much rather have... It's weird to hype yourself up on a date and be like, well, I went to school for this and I'm super successful. To have your friend do it up on stage is like way more casual, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be coy about it. They're going to just like say it how it is.
What's after the 2 minutes of questions?
Then the people in the crowd get to decide if they want to go on the date or not. And then from there, I'm sure the person that was pitched gets to sift through those people who are interested, I guess. It's like live swiping.
Hmm.
And that's it.
I just, my mind is rolling already. And I'm thinking it's those girls in the afternoon pitch a date. Or what did you call it? Pitch a friend. Pitch a friend. I don't know what it is, but I just think this is something. I don't know where we're going with this. It's not you and I. We're in a relationship, but we just host it because you and I, we're nosy.
Oh, you want, okay. So if
who's the guy that hosts The Bachelor?
That Jesse Palmer?
That you always want to take his job. We get to be Jesse Palmer. And then we just host this.
Okay. So I guess if you're single and you want us to pitch you.
God, this would be fun. At a bar. Imagine.
Send us an email with some of your info. And then the person you're interested in's phone number, we'll call them and pitch them to you.
No, I'm thinking this is at a bar.
Oh.
I'm thinking big, dude. Imagine. You and I.
Mm-hmm. Pitch people we don't know personally.
No, we just host it. Somebody else is pitching.
Oh.
And we just get to watch the things because you and I are nosy.
I would literally just go to this to sit and watch people pitch their friends.
Oh my God, we could have an audience. See, I'm telling you, I'm imagining big things.
I'm glad you're thinking big picture.
She's like, what are we signing up for?
I don't know. When did this begin?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
What man in my life that I'm madly in love with had me bawling my eyes out at my desk today? Was it Neighbor Man or was it Post Malone? The answer is Post Malone.
Oh, God.
And you know what's funny is I truly had a mental breakdown over Post Malone today to the point that I was bawling my eyes out. So much snot was coming out. I had,
ew.
Oh my God. Like so much that I was like, I can't get up. I can't grab a Kleenex because people will notice I'm having a breakdown right now. So I had to put it all on I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt.
Okay, enough. TMI.
I know. Anyways. Okay. So let me explain my breakdown today. Is that, You know, Post Malone announced he's going on another tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll. Okay. Let's rewind. Post Malone was here in Iowa at the Iowa Speedway Tour. I messed that up. Remember, I wanted to get tickets to it, but I didn't understand. I had looked at the Iowa Speedway website.
Yeah.
And the way that I was looking at those tickets, it didn't look like there was anything that was close up. And I was like, it's not worth it to me. All the tickets that were, I could tell, nothing looked like it was that close to the stage. And in my opinion, just didn't look like it was worth seeing him.
Okay.
Had I known, if I just went to postmalone.com, there was pit tickets. I missed out. Mm. I was very upset with it. I'm still upset with myself, and I will never get over that.
Okay.
Post Malone announced the tour. I've been making sure I don't miss the pre-sale date. The pre-sale is tomorrow. I signed up for a pre-sale code and everything.
Is this like Ticketmaster type stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
However, today I'm seeing everybody in all my Post Malone groups, Post Malone Post posting, Cougars for Post Malone. Don't ask, but I'm in a lot of groups, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People talking about how they're getting their tickets and all this fun jazz. And I'm like, wait a minute, how are you getting your tickets? So I go on to the website for the place that I want to go see him for the tour. And I see that there's already a pre-sale, which I'm like, wait a minute, that makes no sense because the pre-sale is not supposed to be till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to his website and I confirm the pre-sale is not supposed to be till the 22nd. The 22nd is tomorrow. Today's the 21st.
Right.
But for some reason, there's a pre-sale because for some reason, it's for the City MasterCard. I don't know.
Okay.
But people have already gotten a head start on tickets and I'm very upset about this. Mm-hmm. So I'm crying about this because people have already gotten a head start on me, a head start over me and they've gotten their tickets. So a lot of tickets have already gone because people have somehow figured it out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get pit tickets this year. There's no pit tickets for this tour.
There's no pit?
No. A lot of people are complaining in my Cougars for Post Malone group. There's no pit. There's only VIP, which is stupid expensive. It's like $1,000. So if I want to do VIP, which is what me and Abraham agreed on, what we were going to do, because that he said, we're only going to get the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do whatever we need to do. It's going to cost me $2,000 for me to see Post Malone. And it's just VIP. It is not pit tickets, but it's close. It's front row,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that close. Okay. Because mm-hmm. if you look at the stage layout, it's not that close. So I'm crying. I'm having a breakdown at my desk because I'm like, this is not what I wanted. And it's $2,000. I can't justify that for an hour and a half concert, which most of that is probably Jelly Roll. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know that many songs of Jelly Roll.
Okay.
So I'm having a breakdown at my desk crying about this because I just feel like nothing has ever been going right for me in Post Malone. And I'm just never going to get to be that close to him.
Mm.
So that's how my day is going.
I'm scared to say anything to you. You're sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
The only thing that I can think of is I think if this happens to you again tomorrow.
Don't tell me it's a sign.
No. I think you should record yourself having this breakdown.
Why?
And post it on the internet. I don't know. That's how people get like noticed by Ellen and stuff. Why don't you
It's true. You know what? I should, because the breakdown I had today was probably stupid obnoxious. I don't even know how anyone didn't hear me, didn't see me.
It weeping.
Was, oh my God. I thought somebody would think that I was crying about my job. Like, oh, she can't handle it. Or, oh, you know, she's crying because she's upset about something. I really wanted somebody to come up to me like, are you upset about your work? No. I'm crying over Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for that moment to ask somebody to ask me, and I had to awkwardly be like, no, I'm crying over Post Malone, and no one would believe me.
You think that, but I
you guys would?
To bring it to you. It is very believable.
It feels dumb happening to bother my dad at 29 and a half because I can't do something.
Retweet.
Here's the dealio. We got it. You and I both got an email today from somebody in HR, and they were like, hey, it's like here's a to do before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hey, make sure your marital status is up to date in
all good there.
Nothing's happened for either one of us in that HR website, and make sure your address is the same, and make sure your social security number is like I don't know, up to date. Not that that would change, but make sure they don't have it wrong. Yeah, you know?
The info's correct.
And at the very bottom, it was like, make sure you have the what you would like for your tax withholding. And I was like, oh, well, I have noticed it's not what I would like it to be. So I should probably go in there.
You got further than me because now you're speaking things I do not recall reading.
Oh, that was at the bottom of the sheet. So I go in there and I was like, okay, well, this is above my pay grade. I don't understand this stuff. No idea. So I go in there and I'm filling things out. First question, I already know I don't understand. So I start, I got to bother my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to send him screenshots. So I just take pictures of every question that I get asked and start sending it to my dad. But I start getting asked like a million and one questions. At this point, I just want to be like, Dad, if I give you my username and password, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to, can you just hack into this? Because this is too much for me.
Dude, I've been there, and I think my dad almost prefers that, because otherwise, which this sounds like something I need to do tonight, because you're talking about things that I did not check myself. Otherwise, I just FaceTime him, and I show him the screen the whole time, and I'm like, okay, what do I do for this one?
Mm-hmm.
And then he yells at me because he can't read what's on the screen, because
yep.
Who can read on the screen?
Because you're probably moving too much.
Through
yeah.
the phone. And then I'm like, okay, I think I got the rest. I got through it all. And then like 2 minutes later, I get to the next page, and there's a question that I have no idea what it means.
Yep.
So I call him back, and it's just like a back and forth. And he finally normally is like, will you just please let me log in and hack your account?
I know. And I kind of wanted to just do that because I felt like I was just annoying him, because I sent him a good 50 photos of questions that I did not know how to answer. I probably should know, because at this point, there's going to be a day where I don't have him, right? I don't want to think about that, but there's going to be. And who the heck am I going to bother?
Don't look at me, because I am not sure what anything means either.
I don't either. I don't know what I'm going to do, because it was a different language to me. I didn't understand.
Dude, I'm saying,
anything it was asking.
I don't know how anybody ever learned this stuff.
We didn't go, maybe we did. Maybe I was flirting with boys. Maybe I was sending those do you like me back and forth little like messages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear to God, we didn't learn this in school.
No, it sounds like maybe you were passing notes.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
It happened today.
Oh my God, you just scared me.
It happened.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Snow.
Hmm. Yeah, it wasn't even like good. Like, I mean, there was a couple moments of like flurries and stuff that mm-hmm. it looked kind of pretty, but otherwise, it was like the crappy snow that doesn't stick. And
it just is like
slushy.
Hey, I'm here. Did you miss me? It's like an ex boyfriend.
This was a 2 a.m. you up text.
Uh huh. And you're like, do I want to respond?
You did. You probably did.
I always did.
Right, I know. And then here we are a couple years or a couple hours later, and it's nowhere to be found. Just like that man.
It's like all my exes.
Anyways, this isn't about that.
Or my exes.
Please, no.
We still don't respond. Anyways, okay. I moved on.
All right.
What it is about snow. That's the theme for tonight's trivia question.
Great.
43% of people eat more of this during the winter, which has obviously got snow.
Okay.
I'm making a stretch here. Than at any other time during the year. What is it?
Okay. Well, you can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
43% of people eat more of this during the winter than any other time of the year. What is it?
Maybe you're going to eat it tonight because it snowed and it feels like winter, even though it's not. It's not yet. Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on C102.9.
I like snow. Do I like touching it? No, it's cold. Do I like shoveling it? No, I don't. Do I like driving in it? What do you think, I'm crazy? No. But I like looking at it.
You like the ambiance?
I really hope I like kissing in it. I have never had a kiss in the snow.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a goal in my life.
All right. Aim high, kids. What is wrong with
you? Some people want to be millionaires. I just want to kiss in the snow.
Okay. It all makes sense.
Like she said, aim high, kids.
Yep.
Well, it snowed today, and if you're wondering, nobody kissed me in the snow.
Not that I saw, anyways.
Well, that's the theme for tonight's trivia question. 43% of people eat more of this during the winter than any other time during the year. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 86.92 said chili.
Ah, that sounds so good tonight.
I made white chicken chili a couple weeks ago when it was like chilly.
Whoa.
Cold out.
Where was mine?
Oh, I made it on a Sunday. Oops.
And then comes Monday where you see me.
I forgot.
Yeah, whatever.
I do need to make some classic chili though here now that it is actually cold outside.
And bring me some.
Okay.
No beans, please.
I don't like beans either, so good. We're
kosher. We can be friends.
Yeah.
Adam said ice cream.
In the
I mean, I have some, but that does not sound good tonight.
I say that, but like two nights ago, I was like, ooh, ice cream. Sounds good, even though it's freezing outside.
Wait a minute. Oh, though, I had it not last night, but the night before under my heated blankie. So if I had a heated blankie, you got me there.
Unmatched combination right there. 9301 said Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Campbell's chicken and stars.
Ooh, yeah.
Superior. Superior.
That is superior. Especially when you're a little sick.
Oh my God. I don't care how old I am. Campbell's chicken and stars. Oh my God.
I haven't had that in so long. And now I will be getting that next time I go to the store.
I was going to say, do you want to have that for lunch tomorrow? Or you want to go to the store?
Oh my gosh. Actually, though, with some saltines.
Ooh. They're like, oh, those girls are going to lunch. Where are you guys going? To the store to get Campbell's chicken and stars.
Yep. I actually love the sound of that.
I do too, not gonna lie. 43% of people eat more of this during the winter than any other time during the year. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 4 minutes.
I think we need to now have a rule in this show that if either one of us makes chili, we bring chili to each other. I just am a little offended that you didn't bring.
Okay, now I know.
I'm just a little offended you didn't bring me any.
Well, now I don't want to because you're being mean to me.
Now you're just going to keep your chili on.
I'm going to withhold my chili from you on purpose.
Well, I'm going to see you eating it at lunch now. I'm going to pay attention to everything you eat moving forward.
And then I'm going
to
blow my breath in your face so that you miss it even more.
Now, before I give away the answer to tonight's trivia question, I did want to shout out Ellie, who just gave us a phone call with two really great guesses. Ellie said roast or for a drink. Cocoa.
Mm.
I hadn't seen anybody say either one of those on the text line. So I thought that was a really great one.
Two things that I now want when I go home tonight.
God, both of those sound so good. But tonight's trivia question, 43% of people eat more of this during the winter than any other time during the year. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
homemade cookies. 43% of people are eating this now more than ever, all during the winter. I mean, does going to a bakery store count?
I think so.
Because I did it last night.
Yes, you did. But, you went to Crumble, right?
Yeah,
and those are warm when you get them.
See?
Same diff. I think it's the warm cookie in a cold winter day. Is the vibe.
Yep, that's what I wanted.
So I would also say, like what I like to do if I'm lazy is just get the kind that you just, like, plop on a pan and you just bake it.
Are you talking about the ones that have, like, the Grinch on them?
I don't really like those, but I like the, like, chocolate chip ones that are already...
Like
the ready-to-go dough that you just pop in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's easy and they taste amazing.
The ones with the little Grinch on them or they have like a Rudolph or something. They have all sorts of characters, right? I haven't had those in years and I keep seeing them at the grocery store and I keep thinking about them, but I'm like, okay, am I imagining they're good or are they crap? I don't know, but I really want them. But my only thing is, do I have to cook all of them or can I just cook one at a time?
Why would you do that?
What?
Cook one at a time?
I can't eat all those cookies, Taylor.
Do it.
And I'm bringing
it's the
you,
winter season.
And I'm bringing you some, girlfriend, because I can't eat all of them.
Sweater season. I don't care.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.